but usually it was him planning.
And you'd say he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he
swung at
him. Or he, what he was going to hit
him. Pretending to hit him.
Did you ever say he acted as if, or he made out like?
He acted as if he was going to hit him.
And say if there was something bad that you'd expected to happen, like a child's walking along the top of a fence and you expect him to fall off, then someone comes inside and tells you he's fallen off. You'd say, well, I just
knew it was going to happen.
And you'd say, this part of my head is called my...
part.
And this is my...
hair.
And on a man, hair...
beard.
Huh?
Beard.
And this is my...
oh, whiskers. Ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this...
is my right ear.
And this whole thing.
It's my mouth.
And...
my neck. Throat.
Any other name for throat?
I can't think of anything right off.
Do you ever hear goozle?
I don't believe.
And these are the...
teeth.
And one...
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one...
hand.
Two.
Two hands.
And this is the...
the palm of my hand.
And one...
fist.
Two
fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
It's a joint.
And on a man, this part of his body is his...
chest.
And these are the...
shoulders.
And this is the...
legs.
And one...
right foot.
And two...
and 2 feet.
And say if I get down in this position.
Get up when you squat.
Any other way?
Or stoop.
Do you ever hear people say down on your hunkers or haunches? Do you ever hear
haunches.
That?
Haunches.
Huh?
Yes, I think I've heard that maybe.
What is the haunches?
I imagine it'd be your hip bones.
Okay.
You should know.
And this sensitive bone here.
The shin.
And say if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
weak.
Any other way of saying that? He still looks a little...
puny, you might use, but not huh. Usually in that sense.
How would you use puny?
Well, it's people called puny who are sickly for a long period of time. That mm-hmm. Usually, that's the usual...
it wouldn't be someone who just recovered?
Just recovered, no.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big.
And healthy.
Or he's not weak, he's...
strong.
What if he's getting a little bit overweight? You'd say he's...
getting fat.
Do you ever call him stout?
Stout, yes. It's a nice word if you're going to call him anything. To his face.
Do you ever...
getting a little heavy.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the word stout used about butter that was turning bad?
No, I never did.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper.
Good natured.
And someone like a teenage boy that's just all arms and legs. Or what about someone who's always stumbling and dropping things?
He's, awkward.
Okay. And... say if a person has a lot of money, but really hangs on to his money.
Miser.
Anything else you'd call him?
Skinflint.
And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, he's like most of us. He's not overly wealthy, or he's not a genius, you'd say, mentally, and he's just a... run-of-the-mill, but some people would call them people come and think of them as less than they are,
uh-huh.
Which I don't too much approve of that.
When you say common, you mean just sort of average?
Average.
What if you say that a girl is common? What would that mean?